For every school built by the government, the state should seek to sell that school to pension funds and other long-term investors and enter simultaneously into long-term contracts with those same investors. Alternatively, pension funds can build the schools and lease back these schools to government on a long-term basis. A school sold to Jamaican pension funds and leased back to the Ministry of Education, it's not a privatization. It's what we would call a mobilization. The state retains control, students keep their classrooms, pension savers gain stable, long-duration returns, and importantly, the government converts $190 billion in deficit pressure into fiscal space, importantly, without mortgaging Jamaica's future to foreign creditors. The storm was unprecedented. The budget response has been bold. What remains is execution at the speed 689 damaged schools and a nation in recovery demand.